to me that you do.
Well, I'm not that familiar with them.
I needed that anyway, so
okay.
That's fine. But talking about harmonica, have you ever heard people around here call it anything else? What about harp?
Yes, That's
fairly common.
Juice harp, like I said, I've heard.
I see. But you would not call the juice harp harmonica the same thing, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very common, too, that you pound nails with. That's
a hammer.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask you a few things about a wagon.
Okay.
Do you have a name for the long wooden piece that runs between the horses?
Gosh. It's not the harness, is it? Or,
no,
the harness would be the leather. Oh. I know what you're talking about, and I kind of can't think of what it's called.
Do you know the word tongue?
Yes.
Do you call it a...
wagon tongue.
All right. I say on a buggy, there are some wooden arms that you back the animal between, you know, when you're hitching him up to the buggy. Do you have a name for those?
No.
Shelves, is that familiar?
No.
Okay. All right. On a wagon wheel, the outside edge of it, you would call that the what? The wheel?
I don't know.
This is really a common thing, just a rim, does that
the
make
rim,
sense?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes,
All right, now, on a wagon, do you know what the traces are?
Are they the part of the leather that the person driving the wagon holds? Is that the...
It's a little different to me. Yeah,
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, traces are look like chains, metal things that attach the animal to the wagon.
Okay.
But the thing that the traces come back and attach to is kind of a horizontal wooden arm that moves like this to stabilize the wagon. You know what that is?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard of single tree?
No.
All right. Then it makes sense you haven't heard of double tree then.
No.
Okay. All right. This is a verb. Say if a man is goes by your house with a wagon load full of wood, comes back shortly after his wagon's empty. A little while later you see him come back again with another load. Goes on all day, what would you say he's doing?
Hollywood.
Okay. Alright, the word drag, I might say, this truck's so heavy I couldn't pick it up, I just had to get across the floor.
Drag.
That thing for an hour.
Dragged.
Okay. I've that all over the house.
Dragged.
Okay. Alright, get back to the farm. What would you call the thing the farmer breaks his land with?
Oh, a hoe or a tiller, maybe.
Day or a
year. Plow, plow.
Do you know names for different kinds of plows?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, you're familiar with another instrument, I guess it's similar to a plow, but it's used for breaking up the land very fine. After it's been plowed, then you run this over and break it up even finer.
No.
Okay, I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
H-A-R-R-O-W.
Harrow.
You know that word?
No. Okay. I've read it. I have seen the word, but...
Okay. Now on a wagon, the thing that runs underneath the wagon that the wheels are attached to, that's just the cars have to...
Frame.
Okay, this is a little bit more specific. People talk about maybe hitting a big rock or something and breaking their rear.
Axle.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay. This is something that carpenters use. It's a wooden frame they use for bracing things where you could make tables, you know.
A sawhorse.
Sure.